We are learning Mesechus Chulin Daf Nun Hey Omebeis. We are beginning the fourth wide line at the end of the line, and like we just said before, the Ketina got smaller. It's not a Treifa. So you were asking for Rachash Bar Papa that says that disease is different. Disease is a Treifa. Here it's not a disease. It just got smaller, and therefore it's not a Treifa. Now we learned the Mishnah Nita Lechi Atachtein. If the bottom jaw was removed, it's still kosher. And the problem is, how could it eat? It's a treifa because it's going to die. It's only possible, it's only kosher if it's possible to feed it through le'ita v'amra. Basically, the way you would do it is, you take this long funnel, you stick it into the esophagus, because it has no jaw, and then you pour food into it and go straight into the esophagus. This way, you can feed the animal. You can't feed it with le'ita v'amra, which means stuffing it. The halacha is it'll be a treifa because the mice, if it doesn't have a jaw, it can't eat, it can't chew, it can't eat. So you have to be able to feed it. If you can feed it, then it'll be kosher. Then the Mishnah Nitla Eim Shalah, if the uterus was removed, it's still kosher. Tano, we learned to the Braisa, he aim, he tarpachas, he shafuchas. Whenever we say the word aim, or tarpachas, or shafuchas, it all means the same thing. It means the uterus. Then the Mishnah, that if the lung gets dried out, like a branch, like charusa b'idei shemayim sheri. If it happens b'idei shemayim, it's kosher, which means it happened from thunder or something like that. Rashi says that it got from thunder or lightning, so then it's kosher. But if it happened b'idei adam, then it's pasul. Then we'll elaborate on that. Tanu rabbanan ezu charusa kol shetzam kareish lo. Anytime the reya got shriveled up b'idei shemayim, if it happened b'idei shemayim, it's sheri. But the Adam is a treifa. If it happened to the Adam, it's a treifa. And the reason is because B'day Shemayim, it could heal itself. Mashiach B'day Adam, it will not heal itself. Rabbi Shimon is talking about Af B'day Kol HaBriyos. Also, B'day Kol HaBriyos will have the same halacha. Now, what does that mean? Also what? Is that, that's also kosher or also possible? It means if another animal scares it, is that like B'day Shemayim or B'day Adam? In Bailu, Shimon is a Reisha Koyiv, Lekul is going on a Reisha and saying that the Kol Briyos is like a Dei Shemayim, it's a Kula, and that's also a B'Kasher. Oya Seifa, Koyav the Chumra, it's going on Seifa and saying that Kol Briyos is like B'Dei Adam, and it's a Chumra. Toshima, let's bring it right down to the Braisa. Charusa B'Dei Adam is a Treifa. Charusa B'Dei Adam is a Treifa. Rav Shimon Lo Zayma, Af B'Dei Kol Briyos. So it's Mefurish that it's going to add on to B'Dei Adam. Charusa B'Dei Adam is a Treifa. Rav Shimon says, even they call Af B'Dei Adam Kol Briyos, also it's a Treifa. Rabbi Bar Chana v'ka'ozul b'madbara. Rabbi Chana was going in the midbar. Ashke Chanu dichwi the tzomik reid do. He went going in the midbar and he found these rams, these elim, that their reyas after shechti. So the reya was shriveled up. And also shalvei midrasha. Is this a treifa or not? Bekitzer, the question really is, how you know how this happened? This happened to shemayim or not? Omrulei, I'm going to give you a test. Since we know that the lungs could get fixed up if it's Dei Shemayim, so you're going to do a test to see if you could heal these lungs. Even though it's dead, see, you can do a test. What you do is like this. In the summer, when it's very hot outside, you want to have lukewarm water. So how do you have lukewarm water? It's very hot outside. Icy mishchali chiyuri. Take white buckets. White buckets don't attract so much heat. Only black attracts heat. So in the summer, you take these white buckets. Fill up with cold water. And Vachinu Meis Leis, you put it in for 24 hours. And this water will get warm from the sun. It won't get hot because it's white. And it starts off as cold water. So you put it in Meis Leis. Ihadron Bari, and if the lungs get better, B'nei Shemayim, you know it's B'nei Shemayim. V'ksheira. V'lov, if not, then it's a treifa. V'stav, if it's in the winter, where it's very cold outside, so icy v'shli shechum, you get black buckets, or a little maya, and fill it with water pashuri, with warm water. And that will keep the water warm because it's black and it'll attract the sun. V'nachim says, again, here also the same test. Hidra, if it gets better, k'sher, we know it's kosher, which we know it's B'dei Shemayim. The law, if not, it's a treifa. Then you see it's B'dei Adam, and then this shriveled up lung will be a treifa. It said in the Mishnah HaGeluda that if it loses its skin, it's machloikas ramei and achamim if it's a treifa or not. Tana Rabbanan. HaGeluda ramei amach, shev achamim paislam. Ramei holds it's kosher. Ramei holds it's possible. The kvar heid allows a safra. Either way, either got removed because of sickness or machmas malacha. It says, yeah, removed or got sick, whatever the case was, lost his skin. Yeah.
If the Baal, the owner, took it off.
Yeah. Same child. Could have lived without skin. Without its skin. Yeah, that's the same question. So we'll see. You have to have something left over, maybe. We'll see. So, Agaluda Ramea Machshuram Paislam. Kvahayed Alozer Safra, Vyechnabe Good Goida, Lagaluda Shapsula. They already made that it's possible. Omar of Shimra Loza, Choser by Ramea. Ramea himself was Choser. He was Choser. Rav Shimra Loza says that he was Choser, and he also holds that it's possible. Machlal, smash from here, that Rav Shimra Loza, Paul Gramea Magaluda. It sounds like Rav Shimra Loza originally held that he argued, he just said he was Choser. But when we bring a right from a bright, it's not like that. Rav Shimra Loza holds that Ramea never even argued. By the time we're bright, so Omar of Shimra Loza, says Rameyachom never argued about a galuda that's possible. Something else now that Rabbi Ishaya ben Yosef Huda Abaisim, the son of Huda, the one who sold Besamim, the Fnei Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Rabbi Tarfin, al galuda shepsula. Then Mishdaya b'kasela, if you have a little skin left over, the size of a sela, then it's kosher. Why? Because then it'll grow back. But like upon him, we see from here. The Rav Shimon Loza says that Ramei Chomim were never chaylik on Galuda. They always held those apostles. How can you say that Rav Shimon Loza says that Ramei was chayzer? He never held that it was apostle in the first place. Amram Nachma Yitzchak, my loy nechleku, what do you mean loy nechleku means? Loy omad Ramei machlekosai. Ramei did not hold on to his shita. He was chayzer. He didn't hold on to his shita. So he means loy nechleku means never, not that he didn't argue. He just didn't hold on to his shita and he was chayzer.
What about
Ramishna? What? Right, it's Chayk, it's Ramei Nechom, not Mishnah. So Ramei was Chayzer, we're saying. Ramei was Chayzer.
What's
Shimon Loza held, not like a Mishnah, Shimon Loza Tana. He held like a Mishnah, he never argued. That's what he thought he said. When I was saying, it's not what he said. He never held, he never argued. He said, he did not stay with his Shita, he was Chayzer, and he held Taka, that's possible. Omama, we learned in this price, so that I'm Shtaya by Kesela, if you're left over of a Sela, so then, the law is that it's a kosher because it'll grow back. Mishdaibah kasela ksheira. Heicha. Where is the sela situated on the body that it can grow back? This sela has to be across the entire shedra. Now, how does that happen? Bailu. The arach v'katan, what are we talking about? It's like a thin thread of skin across the whole shedra. The chimitzar flehav kasela. If you put it all together, it's a sela. Oidilma. You need the width of a sela across the entire shedra. Tashma, that yeah, you need more. The parish of Naray Mishra the Shmuel, but Roichav Sela Pnei Kal Shedra Kula. The only way it'll grow back is if it has the width of a sela, a Pnei Kal Shedra Kula, across the entire spine. That's one shita. We have a few different shitas here. How much skin has to be left in order that to be able to grow back? So the first shita is it needs a shear of a sela across the entire shedra. And the width of the shedra. It has to be wide like a sela across the whole shedra. Tashema. No. Rav Chana Amar. Rav Chana says another shita. Rav Chana Amar. Rosh Parakim. It means that every joint has to have skin on it. And Rashi says not only every joint, but even every vertebrate of the shedra is also considered a joint. So these on top of its back, like, you know, 16 different skins on top of each vertebrate, and then every single joint, which means that there's three joints in every leg. It needs to be, it has to have a little skin. All it needs is the mokum of the tiburoi, is the bottom of the stomach, that's where it needs skin, and from there it'll grow back to everywhere else. What about the opposite case? The behemoth has his entire skin, but it's missing the shedra, fidat man diyama, or it's missing just the tiburoi. What will be then? Nitl mokam ha-shedra v'kulekayim. Or nitl mokam tiburoi v'kulekayim. Or nitlo yo rosh ha-parakim. All the joints are missing skin, but the rest of the skin is there, kulekayim. My. What will be a lock of that? Is that grow back or not? Mora says, take. Zot mora vayta, rav. Kola or kulei matzel. Rav argues on everything. There's no minimum shear. Any skin anywhere will be matzel. V'galuda chutz ma'ar beisa process. Besides for the ar, the beisa process, which is the ar on the feet, on the legs, below the bottom knee. That skin is too thin and too weak to be able to grow back the rest of the animal. So kol all R is good enough besides for R base a process. Rav Yechon Amar, but I feel R base a process. He says even the R base a process is sufficient, enough, it's called skin, it's called R to grow back. Nami matzah. He didn't hear this, Rav Yechanan. He asked him straight. This is the story. He asked him, Rav Yechanan, what are Arbeis HaProses? Mao Shiyatza Begaluda. Should it be able to be saved by Galuda and consider it kosher? Because it grow back. On Malay Matzel, yeah, that's enough skin, it grow back. On Malay, he asked Makasha, Lamatana Rabbein, you told us from a Mishnah. Elu Shariseim Gibsarim. The following skins are like basar. And it has certain dinim like Abay Tumma, it's Makabo Tumma, because it has dinim of basar, and has different dinim. So you taught us, what are they? Our basic process. The our basic process is very soft, and that's like meat. So how can you tell me that our basic process is called skin, to grow back and to regenerate itself, all the skin? That's called basar. So what, how can you tell me that's good enough? On my lay, so Rabbi Yochanan said, don't ask me a kasha from there. I learned that Mishnah regarding Tumah is a shita yichida like we find by Pigel. A tiny little in a brisa. Hashoichet as oila lahakte kezayis ma'or shetachas alya. If someone shechs the oila to makte kezayis of the or shetachas alya. Now, in order to be chayiv Pigel by oila, you have to have a mind not to eat something chutz b'kayim because you don't eat oila. You makte oila. And the only thing you makte by oila is the basa. Not the skin. The R goes to the kahan. So let's say someone of shechta the oila lahakte gzayis ba arz tachas aalya chutz b'kayma is pasul ve'ein by karis it's pasul chutz b'mane is pigul chayam karis. If you get you makter it out of its place, it's pasul. There's no karis. It's not pigul chutz b'mane. If you're gonna do it after the time, it's pigul chayam karis. So what do you see? The arz tachas aalya is called basar. It's soft enough. It's called basar, and you chayiv pigul for that. Eliezer ben Yehuda ish av Ivlim, Omar Mishav Yaakov, v'chein Mishav ben Yehuda ish ikus oimer. They say add on other skins as well, have a din of basar. Omar Mishav Rav Shimon, echad or beis haprosos. First of all, the R of the bottom of the legs, v'echad or haroish shal igarach, the head of the young calf, v'echad or shal takas alya, and the skin takas alya. All the skins that we have by Tuma, that the ur is like the basar, or being marbe, lahavi, and tapen vav, are besa baishas, the ur of the besa erva. All those places, chutzim kaimi pasim mikaris, was mana pigam kaimi mikaris. So you see that the mandiyama ur besa process is this dasi chidav, lezam in Yehuda, ish ivlim, seb shemir yakav. But the Tanakhama held the only R that was Kibasa, the only R that was Kibasa, was only the Ara Aliyah. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, don't ask me a kasha from the Mishnah Arisem Kibasarim. You tell me, oh, I'm saying that the R base of process could grow back because then skin. You tell me, oh, that's then Basa. Nah, the din one holds then Basa, the Gabi Tumma, and the Gabi Pigal is the Das Yechida. I don't hold like that. And here, the Das Yechida adds on all these things. And Lahavi Arbeis Abayishas. Now, there's the Rashi says, why don't we say also Lahavi Arbeis Ashalil? Because that's also another example in that Mishnah of Tuma. So he says, because we're talking about Oila over here, and by Oila doesn't have a Shalil, doesn't have a sack for the Uber, because it's a Zachar. So Frank the Ram Shif, the Tais Rosh, will ask that Lachaira doesn't have Beis Abayishas either. So the Tais Rosh answers no. The Makom Erva of the Zach also called Beis Abayishas. But Kapadim, what comes after Mar Sugi is that we're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even skin by the Ar Beis process will regenerate itself. The only exception to that rule will be the Ar Beis Alya with Deir Lekuli Alma. The Ar Alya Takas Alya, rather I should say, the skin under the tail that definitely will be considered like basar and won't be considered enough skin to regenerate itself.